Excellent. You received my message on your game station, I see. Have you prepared everything for our dinner date tonight? Excellent. I look forward to sampling all of the cuisine that you've prepared. Oh my. You didn't prepare all of this as a normal meal, did you? I certainly hope not. Otherwise, your planet's resources would run out in no time. Ah, special occasion. That's good. After all, I'm supposedly a representative of extraterrestrial life for you, so you want to show off and give a good sampling of at least your culture. It certainly does stimulate the olfactory senses. So, where shall we begin? The first dish is lasagna. It certainly does look good, and this is served hot. It seems to have some sort of cheese in it. I've seen this in your pop culture commercials, but I was unable to obtain any sort of scans of it other than in your grocer's freezers, so I was unsure of what it actually was and how to prepare it. Did you make this yourself or obtain it from one of your grocer's freezers? You made it yourself. Excellent. You must be highly skilled in the kitchens. Then, by all means, let us begin. Oh, the cheese and the noodles and the meats with this sauce. Oh, you are truly inspired by the aether. This is exquisite. The few times that I've tried to reassemble and reconstitute various foods from your world to sample them have not gone well. I mentioned my attempt at cheese earlier, and it was nowhere near this good. My attempt was plasticky and unpleasant, to say the least. But this, this is stretchy and stretchy and tender. And the noodles, they add something to it that's just soft and tender and dare I say, fleshy. The meat, the people of my world normally don't eat much meat, if any, but this, it seems to be a main staple for most of your peoples. And this, I can see why. It is quite delectable. And the sauce, as a tie-in solution, it seems to bring all of it together in a wondrous concoction. I'm sorry, I seem to be overanalyzing it a bit. Suffice it to say, it is a delectable dish. You have other dishes to show me and to try? Spaghetti with meatballs. On the surface, it seems to be identical ingredients, yet in a different arrangement. Even the taste is quite different. The cheese you added to this, unlike the lasagna, being a soft, stretchy cheese, this seems to be a hard, grated cheese that adds something more pungent to it. The sauce is a more pungent sauce as well. And the meat, instead of being in tiny chunks and spiced more heavily, this is a more mellow meat. It is quite agreeable. As for the noodles, I think they're more fun to eat, personally. They remind me of something back on my homeworld that, a dish that my parents once made for me when I was growing up. But that was served in a broth. Perhaps another time I will introduce you to it. For now, though, how about we move on to the next dish for the sake of time? A secret family recipe. Oh, how mysterious. Cheesy tuna bake with hot sauce. That does sound like a rather unique dish. I don't think I've ever come across it in my research of your pop culture media. What exactly does it have in it? I see. It's best if I don't know. Then I will take your word for it and dig in, as it were. It tastes somewhat familiar. There's definitely some sort of cheese in it. And there's definitely some sort of noodly substance in it. And this white sauce, it is definitely unique. And the meat, I'm not sure how to explain it, but I am sure I have tasted this meat before, but I am not sure where. Perhaps you could explain. Tuna comes from the oceans. I will have to research this further. And the spiciness is the hot sauce. I'm sorry, but I'm not sure what spiciness is. Perhaps I didn't create this human host body well enough to understand it or taste it. Or perhaps my body-mind interface isn't capable of translating it. Something to look into. I would very much like to experience this spice that you speak of. Being unable to is frustrating, to say the least. But still, this is, even without the spice, a most fascinating dish. Shall we move on to the next one? This one on a spear, it looks rather primitive and yet enticing all the same. Barbecue chicken and vegetable kebabs. Fascinating. There has always been something that I found fascinating about more primitive cultures. Not to say that yours is terribly primitive, but learning about cultures like yours oftentimes tells cultures like mine more about our own pasts. So studying things like your foods and your housing and your society helps us better understand where we came from and why we do things the way we do. There are differences, of course, but even in those differences, we can better understand why we took the paths through our own path to where we are today. And seeing this kebab stick, it kind of makes me wonder. Shall we try it then? This is chicken then. It is delicious, very saucy. And these vegetables on here, they seem to be rather well cooked, still springy and yet tender at the same time. Not at all like I expected. Absolutely delicious. Definitely inspired by the aether. The aether. My people in specific, whenever we have something that we haven't been able to explain yet, through science or other means, we say it's inspired by the aether. The aether is, we believe, what ties the universe together, binds us, and brings us together, fills us with life, and it's difficult to explain because we haven't been able to explain it yet. But our belief is that every living and non-living thing, every bit of space, is a part of the aether. And through it, everything is inspired. And it gives us hope that one day we will find all the answers that we seek. So, what's this next dish that you have here? Chocolate cheesecake? So, correct me if I'm wrong, but almost every dish that you've served me has had cheese in it. And now, this one with chocolate, which, if I'm not mistaken, is supposed to be a dessert? There's not some hidden motive behind everything being filled with cheese now, is there? Ah, you want to correct my earlier assumptions that cheese is a horrid food. And don't worry, I think you've done that now. So, this chocolate cheesecake, shall we try it then? This is by far the most interesting cheese that you've fed me. Cream cheese. Not a true cheese, but still a cheese? Difficult to explain, I see. I'll take your word for it. I think this one I'll be taking with me. This is truly etheric. It seems that this planet's saying of, how did it go? The way to remove one's bivalve is through food? The way to one's heart is through the stomach. It truly is an apt saying. And I commend you. This is truly, truly etherically inspired. Thank you for showing me this lovely, fascinatingly amazing dinner. And unfortunately, I don't believe I can spend too much more time with you tonight. No, if I spend too much time away from my post, my bosses will grow suspicious and it would look very bad on my reviews. They're already growing suspicious, and if they decide to recall me, then I wouldn't be able to spy on you anymore. Or kidnap you again for scans or dates, as it were. So, I'm sorry, but we're going to have to call it an evening here. Thank you. Thank you for showing me such a wonderful time. Good evening. And I think I may have fallen for you, but shh, don't tell anyone. Dinner date with an alien. What will you feed her? Dinner date with an alien. Will she eat your food, or will she eat your mind? Dinner date with an alien. Will she kidnap you to eat your heart?